So I've got about an hour drive back to the house, and I took somebody to the airport, and I listened to her talk on the phone to somebody the whole time, and it sounded like a TikTok conversation the whole time. It's like, why would anybody want to marry her? Why would anybody want to even spend time with her? It was like, I mean, she was nice, but the conversation was so foolish. It was such a waste of time of your thought life. It was not even funny. I mean, you could, instead of listening to that, I'd rather just sit there and be quiet in peace, you know? I promise you, her, everything she said to this other person was total foolishness, complete foolishness. It had no significance or no meaning, nothing in life, you know. It had no, it just had nothing, nothing. There was nothing there. An hour talking on the phone to get nowhere, to go in circles and say the same stuff over and over, and to have no benefit for anybody, blew my mind. Blew my ever living mind. She was talking to her girlfriend about, well, I don't mess with him no more because blah, blah, blah. And then this other guy who's my friend who wants to date me, but he says he sends me some money for lunch. And said, I'll send you some money for lunch. And she said, okay. And he sent her $12. And she said, my meal's $25 or something like that. And then just kept on stuff, stupid stuff like that. Like, who really cares, you know? She said, that won't even pay for my orange juice or whatever. Then she talked about baby daddies, and she just said, then she said, I'm just going to be by myself, blah, 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 blah. I've heard it 1,000 times. And she actually, the reason I'm telling you this, because she actually thinks those are her thoughts. I promise you, after doing this 8 years, 8 and a half, 9 years, I promise you, those are not her thoughts. Those things have been repeated on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, whatever, 1,000 times. Those were not her thoughts. Those were not her thoughts. But she spoke for an hour, but those were not her thoughts. She was just repeating a program. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Do you hear what I'm telling you? Do you hear what I'm telling you? Everything that she was saying is what she heard on TikTok or from her girlfriends. Those were not her thoughts. Every concept she has about men and dating and marriage are not her own thoughts. It's a program. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? And the reason I'm saying it like this is because I'm trying to wake you up that are your thoughts your thought? Where do you get your belief system from? Where do you get your belief system from about marriage, about the roles of a marriage? Does the man have the same role as a woman? No. Does the woman have the same role as a man? No. What is your role? What is your identity? What's your duty? She don't even know. She's tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils. She don't even know what she's saying. She's just repeating like a parrot what she's heard other people say, but then she's digested it and made it a part of herself. So she's a clone. She's a man-made. She cloned herself by listening to these other girlfriends that just talked to her about this stuff all the time. I mean, they spoke for an hour over nothing. What about what's his name? What about what's his name? What about this one? What about this one? Yeah, he called in, blah, blah, blah. They're clones. They don't have any independent thoughts. I promise you. I've heard that same conversation 1,000 times driving when you drive them. I might not drive them for an hour, it might be 5-minute drive, but I've heard the same stuff over and over. And they think they're queen bee. And they're not, because their thoughts are not even their own. How can you be a queen bee when your thoughts are not your own? You're just repeating what Rihanna said, or Kim Kardashian, or Gaga don't even talk like that. Gaga don't even talk like that. I'm trying to think of some other ones. They don't even talk like that, but they think that's normal. Their idol is a human. Their idol is each other. Their idol is their idol talk. Their idol is their idol talk. She couldn't sit in the car. When she hung up with one, she called another. She couldn't sit in the car in peace for 5 minutes. It was an hour drive, hour and 10-minute drive. She couldn't sit in there for 5 minutes without having to call somebody. And then when she hung up the phone, she tried to talk, how's it going? Because I was driving in this solid rain the whole time. It's been raining all day. I drove an hour in solid rain. Now I'm driving an hour back in solid rain. Towards the end, she got off the phone. She had to talk to me. And I said, well, I'm focused on this rain right now, you know, trying not to wreck. She's a train wreck. And trust me, if she was talking to her friend, if she was talking to her friend, and her friend was talking back, they're clones of each other. If they put up with that from the other one, they're both clones. And then the other one got on the line, there's another, a third one, clone. Clone of a clone of a clone. Do they know what their role is? Do they know what their calling is? Do they know what God's will for their life is? No, they don't care. Why am I telling you this? Because you're running on a program until you break it. Your culture program, what your mama said, your daddy said, is that what, is your mama speaking according to a program? A culture program, a bloodline program? Your grandmama, your granddaddy, your daddy, your brother? Are you running on a program? Yes, you're running on a program until you get the mind of Christ. Your whole goal should be to transform your thinking from stinking thinking to the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? Truth and love and agape. Why is she dating 4 or 5 guys and I think she was on the phone with some dude, and this is what she said. I was too busy worrying about the rain, so. But I remember her saying, and I remember this. I thought, because evidently he said, "Well, I'm done with you." She said, "You can't live without me," or something like that. "You can't forget about me. You can't leave me or forget about me," or something like that. Clone, queen bee. Same old talk. Heard that 1,000 times. They say the same stuff, I promise you people. They don't have any new thought. Why couldn't she talk about some kind of math, some kind of politics, something? But she just talking about, the whole time was talking about relationships with all these different people. That's all she talked about. And she was happy. What about second law of thermodynamics? What about some calculus? What about some math? What about some higher knowledge? What about quantum physics? What about the Kirchhoff's voltage law? What about Ohm's law? How did Einstein derive his formula? What about that kind of stuff? How did Einstein come up with his E=mc²? What about that kind of stuff? What about calculus? What about limits? What about science? At least the lady before her, she was studying, she was going to college for, this person here is crossing the line. The lady before her, she was going to college for, let's see, what's it called?
criminal justice. At least she talked about, I said, what's on the agenda for your job? What kind of job you're gonna get? But this girl was just talking about relationships that weren't even real relationships. I mean, it'd be different if she's talking about her husband or her kids, but these were people who didn't even count in the long run, in the long term. These people don't, in her life, they're not going to be there next year. They're definitely not going to be there in 50 years. So she's sitting there talking about all these different people that are not even going to be in her world. But that's, she spent a whole hour talking about it. Come on, people. I mean, you've got to wake up that you've been programmed by TikTok, you've been programmed by Rihanna, you've been programmed by Cardi B, you've been programmed by all these singers, so-called, and most of the stuff is modified with the music is not even their real voice most of the time. You've been brainwashed by Walmart, Nike, Target. You know how many times I go to Target in a week? Almost every day. They go to Target every day. Every day. Why do they go to Target? They've been brainwashed to go to Target. Why do they push the button on to listen to the world's music? Because they've been brainwashed. They think that's normal. They don't know anything else. They can't cut the noise off and use their own brain. If this is what I was going to say about her. She couldn't just sit there in silence. She had to be talking to somebody. Why? I'll tell you why. You might not believe it. How do you know that? I know it because I just know. Because if she cuts the noise off for too long, then she'd be convicted of her. She'd have to look in the mirror, put it that way. She'd have to look in the mirror. And a lot of these queen bee wannabe goddesses, they want to be God. They think they're gods. A lot of them, the reason they have to have people around them and talk to people all the time, because they can't bear to be by themselves and look at themselves in the mirror and pay attention. Look, if they pay attention to their own thoughts, they're going to hear a demon speaking. Is probably what it's going to be. So in order not to hear the demon, they pick up the phone, and the Bible makes it clear, going from house to house, speaking things they ought not, for some have turned aside unto Satan. So they're just saying stuff off the wall that don't even make sense. It don't even make sense. It's a waste of your life. She spent an hour of her life wasted when she could have been meditating on God's word, on the truth, on reality, but she was so focused on what he said, she said, what they're doing, what their motive, you know, they can't live without me, and they give me $5 for lunch, and my meal was $8, and I mean, stupid stuff like that. I mean, you talk about stupid. How could you be married to somebody like that? How could you build a life with somebody like that? How could you even have a conversation with a foolish conversation like that? How could you get anywhere? And they travel all over the country to see people and to do things, and they're not going anywhere. This is why the higher ups, the elites class, so-called, they say they're useless eaters, because they are. They're useless eaters. I mean, they're just telling the truth. Did God die for them? Yeah. Are we trying to wake them up? Yeah. But they are useless eaters. I mean, really. She's traveling the country, having two or three people pay her bills. I mean, it wasn't even in her name. Her name was like Chelsea, but spelled different. It wasn't even pronounced that way. Chely or something. Chelly or something. And some lady named Jennifer paid her Uber ride. She lived with somebody, stayed with somebody. She travels all over the country, staying with people. People pay her the bills. You know, I could infer that by listening to the conversation. She's just, because she made a comment, yeah, he'll pay for my trip down there. useless eaters. Why would a man sacrifice for that? Why would a man give up his hard-earned money for something like that? A useless blob going around, traveling the country, who knows doing what? Who knows what kind of drama and trouble she's caused? Why would a man sacrifice for somebody like that? She doesn't know her role. She doesn't know her duty. She's not building a life. She's not going along with his program. She's not helping him with his vision. She's actually counter to his vision. And it's not just one guy, two or three of them. Why would they even waste their time on somebody like that? He has a vision, right? God calls men to have a vision to do something. And you got these kind of Jezebels trying to pull him off his vision. For what? A bunch of foolish talk? It's possible that one guy was trying to tell her something and she couldn't hear it because he says, I'm done with you the way you are, or something like that. You're not done with me. You can't live without me, or something like that. He was probably trying to tell her and warn her that she's not thinking right. But she can't hear it because she's blinded. He's probably telling her, hey, I'm getting ready to cut it you loose. And she can't hear it because she thinks, oh, I'll manipulate him. And then when he cuts her loose, then she's going to be calling that girl and crying, you know. And bad-mouthing, he's evil. He cut me loose and we were together for 6 months. Or 2 years, and he finally had enough, he said, and he cut me loose. That ain't fair. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, no. And then she's going to have to see, they feed off each other. The other lady was feeding off of her. She was feeding off the other lady, and the other one was feeding off of her. They're just feeding off each other. Bottom feeders. Bottom feeders. Was it beneficial? Was it beneficial? Was that conversation for 1 hour beneficial? No. Is this beneficial if you wake up to the fact that you're running on a program? Yeah. But if you don't wake up to the fact that your mama, your daddy, your culture, your TV, your music, everything you listen to is programming you to think according to the world, the flesh, and the prior life, that you don't know what God's will is, you don't know what your role is, you don't know what your duty is, you don't know what your responsibility is. Every time you open your mouth, you're just speaking foolishness. You don't even know what you're supposed to say. You just say what you think you're supposed to say according to the culture. You better off saying nothing. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, because you don't even know what to say, because you don't know the Bible. You don't know what God's will is. You don't know reality. You don't even know what reality is. It's a sacrificial redemptive system, but they don't even know what that means. They want everybody else to sacrifice for them, but they don't want to sacrifice not even for their own children. But they'll sacrifice their time to travel the country, to network, so they can be queen bee in all these different people's lives. So they think. I've actually seen, every time I pick somebody up from the college, I'll say, yeah, I went to school here. And every time they say, the women, the girl, well, did you have fun? What do you mean? What'd you say? Did you have fun? Did I go to college to have fun? No, I went to college to get a degree. What do you mean fun? I had to work and study. I had to work my way through myself and work a job, two jobs, just to get through. What do you mean fun? That's the generation. Did you have fun? Did I go for fun? No. Why is fun even in the vocabulary? Because that's what they've been trained. I've had older people. Every time you talk to them on the phone, what are you doing for fun? I'm paying the bills. I'm working. I'm remodeling. I'm checking the air in the tire. I'm getting my car refinanced. I'm getting oil changed. What are you talking about? I'm going to work. I'm going home. I'm washing my clothes. I'm making me some food.
studying the economy. What's the major theory of the economy, you know? Who came up with the economy that we're in? Why is the Fed cutting rates and all that? I mean, they're talking foolishness, and you're sitting there trying to survive in this place, and they're just talking about having fun. And then they wonder why they don't have any fun, because life's not about having fun. You really think life's about having fun? The Bible talks about the grace of life. It's a man and a woman, the grace of life. If the two are working together, but believe me, it's going to be trouble eventually, especially when the kids turn a certain age, somebody gets sick or whatever. And then they want to have that midlife crisis because their whole worldview's being upside down. It never was about fun. And then when everything flips and reality smacks them in the face, they realize, wait a minute, this wasn't about fun. It never was about fun. It's about finding God, worshiping God. I just dropped somebody off earlier, about 3 o'clock today. And he's a theology student, you know. And you could actually talk to him. He made sense. He made sense. He made total sense. He was saved. He could rightly divide the word. If all you're thinking about in life is putting the star on, or whatever it is, on the top of the Christmas tree, and that decision is very hard to make. What am I going to put on the top of the Christmas tree? You got a problem. You got an emotional, psychological, child mind problem. If all you're worried about is what decoration you're going to put on the tree, you got a problem. If that's hard for you, you have a problem. You're in delusion. Total delusion. Total delusion. And you think, well, you're being mean. No, I'm trying to wake you up. If your biggest issue is what you're going to put, how you're going to decorate the Christmas tree, you got a major, 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 major mental problem. You don't even know what reality is. Seriously. What color wrapping paper am I going to put on my little present there, my little box? You got a problem. If that's your biggest worry right now, you got a problem. I mean, really. If that's the only thing you got to worry about, somebody has put you in this little dream world, whether it's yourself or somebody who's got you covered in some kind of like fake reality. Really? Really? Seriously. I wish I was joking, but I mean, it's hard to even believe that people spend that much time and energy worrying about how they're gonna wrap a Christmas gift. I mean, really. I mean, when I hear some of the stuff I hear now from people, because I rub shoulders with people all the time in the room, some of the stuff I hear, I just shake my head and walk off. I can't even deal with it. It's like, who has put you in that fake reality? Who has put you in that dream world? And I promise you, God ain't gonna let it last long. Whether it's a war or whatever he's going to do, he's going to break these prideful people. And I was reading it in Psalm 43 or 46. The pride of man is so bad that God said he's going to break it. Everybody has pride. Don't get me wrong. Me, you, everybody has some pride, and God has to break it. But these people are so hard-hearted that even when he tries to break them, they move to another fake reality. So you got this man working. Sometimes he's working two jobs. And the woman, instead of being a helpmeet suitable to help him get ahead and pay the bills and invest and plan for the future, she's a hindrance. She's not only is she spending all his money, but she's not a helpmeet. I mean, it's bad enough that she's not a helpmeet, but then it's even worse when she's wasting his time and energy and money, and his vision and his goal don't even count. Without a vision, the people perish. So this woman's traveling the country, going from man to man, place to place, house to house, and she's wasting her years. She said, well, I'm just, one thing she said, she said, I'm just going to be by myself. These men don't want to treat me right. I mean, in other words, she wants to be queen bee, you know. These men don't want to treat me right. They don't spend no money on me. She said that, which is a program. She heard, where did she hear that? She heard it on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or somewhere. These men ain't worth my time. I'm going to just stay by. I'd rather just work. I work two or three jobs. One day it's going to hit her like a ton of bricks. She ain't going to be wanting to go to that job anymore. One day when the breaker trips or the breaker goes out and she don't know how to go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get a breaker and replace that breaker, she's going to be crying. This is how sad it is, because one day she's going to be in a situation in another city and the power is going to go out, the plumbing is going to leak, something's going to happen, flood her house, and she's not even going to know how to cut the water off, and she ain't going to have nobody there to help her. And when she calls the plumber, he's going to say, that'd be $300. And she said, why? And she'll be crying. You understand, this is why she's got to have four or five men, because she's going to be crying and say, I need $50 for the plumber. I need $25. She's going to have about 10 of them, give them $30 each for the plumber. You understand? It's manipulation, it's witchcraft, it's sorcery, it's fake reality, it's delusion, it's the queen bee syndrome, it's the always somebody's going to take care of them. But I promise you, I've been in the business of watching these people who lived in delusions. I've been in the business, the hospitality business, for 30 years, and these kind of people end up alone. Last week I saw one who was alone. He died. You know, he's dead. He's dead. Nobody was there to help. He wasn't working. He didn't have a job. They don't want to work. They don't want to submit to authority. They don't want to have a boss. They don't want any responsibility. They want all the privileges, no responsibility. And eventually, they think that these people that they depended on, that were going to be there, they're no longer there. Delusions, delusions. See, here's what's happening. They build a system where you can just walk down the street to the grocery store and get you some food, or call an Uber or drive or whatever. But what happens when the grocery store shut down and you got to can your own food, you got to get your own food, you got to hunt? What happens when you got to hunt? What are those kind of women going to do when people have to hunt and she's over there starving? And there's a guy over here who's hunting his own food, and he's cooking his own food from out in the woods, and he's eating his food, and she's crying over there, I'll take some food. And he knows what she is. And she, like the Bible says, 10 women will be at the foot of one man. Hosea and Gomer. Gomer, every time Hosea bought Gomer out of the slave market, she would run back to her prostitution.
and he'd buy her out. She'd go back. This was an object lesson. The book of Hosea, where Hosea was a prophet, God told him to marry her because she represented Israel being a harlot, running under every green tree to worship other gods, idols, idolatry. So these women, they put these little anklet bracelets and put these little wrist things on and shake their hand and their foot and twinkle their feet, the Bible talks about. And they think that this is always going to be there, and it's not. It's not. I've seen them. I see them on a daily basis. They're older, and they don't even have to be 50 or 60 or 70. They can be 40, and they look like they're 80 because they've wore themselves out. Because they, instead of seeking God and God's will, they're seeking the world, the flesh, and prior life, and the drugs, and the drinking, and the, what's this new drug that people are dying? What's this new drug? I know about somebody just died last week of this drug. What was it? If somebody dies because of this drug, they have to come in and just tear everything apart and just clean it so nobody else touches it, because you could die. Fentanyl or something like that. I mean, really, people are dying of fentanyl because... I saw this one lady. She was trying to sell drugs just to make it. She was crying. Well, I don't have nowhere to go. I don't have nowhere to go. She was crying. And then she's walking out, trying to sell this lady drugs, and then her two kids walk up. This lady told me, she said she just tried to sell me drugs. Her and her husband came out, and so they didn't, instead of them working, both of them working two jobs to take care, they were trying to sell fentanyl or drugs or whatever it was that they were selling. You talk about ridiculous. These people are crazy. These people are insane. These people are delusional. And that lady, I don't know how she was, but her kids looked like they were like 9 or 10. And she looked like she was 60. Because they don't know their role. They don't know their duty. They don't know, they don't have any stability to know what they're supposed to even be doing. What man is going to put up with that? What decent man? No decent man is going to put up with that junk, and he's going to kick her out to the curb. And so what's she going to do? She's going to run to an undecent man, and he's going to use and abuse her, and she's going to run to another one and another one. This lady was crying, and her husband or whoever he was, boyfriend, he was just stoic. They had nowhere to go, and he was stoic, like he didn't care. And she was over there crying in front of the kids. You talk about the kids having a life of trauma. So these kids are watching their parents get kicked out of their place, out on the street. The mama's crying. The dad's stoic. Don't think the kids don't know what they're doing. They hear them. I'm out selling drugs. And so these kids are going to be traumatized. They have PTSD. Look like good kids. I mean, they really look like good kids. It's really sad, people. No stability. No example. No nurturing. What is her role? To nurture her child. To train up her child. But she abandoned her role. That's why she has milk in her breast. It's a sign to nurture, to bring up, to admonish, to train. Why do you have to train a child for 18 years? Because like the Bible says, the pride of man, the pride of mankind, the pride of a child. The Bible talks about scourging and spanking. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
So if you don't discipline your child, you don't love your child. Hello? If you don't hold your employees accountable, you don't care about your employees. It's all about you. If you don't speak the truth in the pulpit because you're worried about a tithe, then why are you preaching? You're afraid to speak the truth because they won't tithe anymore. Apostle Paul, he even was his own tent maker. He didn't care. He told you the truth whether you liked it or not, because he was willing to work and speak the truth. If you, you know, he talked about staying in the Word and preaching the Word. Those who stay in the Word should be sustained by the Word. Well, if you cut off all the noise and meditate, God, the Holy Spirit, will teach you. Once you get the foundation of the Word, He'll teach you deeper things. How many people talk about legalism nowadays? Nobody. How many people talk about Jezebel? Nobody. How many people talk about how many preachers talk about narcissism? None of them. Why? Because they're narcissists. How many preachers talk about the 501(c)s yoked up with the government? None of them. If the God of this world is the devil and he controls the whole world, then the governments are tied in with the devil. How come the preachers don't talk about that? Because they're worried about the tithe. They want that little comfort zone so they can sit in their little office with all their books behind them and all their seminary books that they don't even read. And you go in and talk to them and you say, Pastor, I got a problem. My marriage ain't working out. And all he has to do is say, husbands love your wives and wives respect your husbands. Wives obey your husbands. And then tell them to leave and go out. But most of the time he'll say, well, I really can't help you. I'll give you to a counselor. What do you mean? Tell them what the Bible says and their problem will be solved. Their problem will be solved. But they won't obey it. And he knows that. So he doesn't want to rock the boat. Why don't he preach about it? Why don't he tell them before they even come to his office? Hey, if you come to my office, I'm going to tell you, husbands love your wives. Wives submit, obey your husbands. Respect your husbands. Period. As unto the Lord. Period. There's your solution. If you come to my office, I'm going to tell you the same exact same thing. But they don't do that because they're worried about upsetting, rocking the boat. It's so really, it's actually, if you want to solve all your problems, read 1 Corinthians 11, Ephesians 5, Colossians, Galatians. And you got it. Romans, Galatians, Ephesians. If you're not happy, if you're spiritually unsettled, just keep reading Ephesians over and over and over and over until it sinks in. Read Ephesians 1,000 times if you have to. And go verse by verse. It's telling you right there. Everything you need to know. And you know, here's the thing about it. Usually when they don't want to obey one area, it's because they got other areas that they want to do wrong. That's all it is. They don't want to do God's will. They want to do their own will. Every time. And so they can. And maybe that's why these pastors sent them to a counselor, because he knows it's just, they don't want to do God's will. They want to do their own will. Plain and simple. So he could talk till he's blue in the face. Maybe that's why he does it, you know. I don't have all the answers about what a person's motive is, but most of the time they don't want to rock the boat because they're going to lose their tithe. And the tithe is not even for the church. The tithe is not even for the church. That's what's blowing your mind. He's going to lose his donations because he's afraid to speak the truth. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. If you really have a question, just open up Ephesians and memorize it. Open up Colossians and memorize it. It's really not that complicated. If you're a man, go to work. If you're a woman, submit to your husband. If you're single, stay single if you can, because you're better off. If a single woman, and she's going to stay single,
I would say find a good church if you can and just be active in that church. It sounds mean, but the truth is so easy and so simple. You just do your duty. But here's what's happening in the mind of people. They're running on a program. So if you tell somebody to do a job and it takes them 3 hours, about 10 minutes in, they're going to be so bored with that job. And so it's so mundane to them, so they got to create some kind of drama. Whether they turn their iPod on, they turn the TV on, they turn some noise on, because they can't stand being in their own thoughts, because their own thoughts are chaotic. They'll start to respond according to fear, doubt, worry, something that's not even happened. When you cut off the noise, pay attention to your thoughts. What comes to your mind? Fear, doubt, worry, anxious. What are those things? Those are programs. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Let's say one of those things come to your mind that's opposite of what God's will is. Bring that thought into captivity. It's going to happen to everybody. But instead of cutting the music on, the noise on, when that thought hits you, catch it. And then take that thought and hit it with some verses. But most people don't memorize the Bible. They don't have anything to fight against those thoughts. And so they let those thoughts control them and put them into a state of being that actually affects their health, their body, their health, everything. Long story short, I'm done. I'm beating a dead horse in the head over and over and over and over. It's like I'm just keep beating the dead horse. It's a program, and your music, your culture, your bloodline, all of it's a program. Instead of wondering what God's will is, everybody wants to know what they're going to do for fun. What's God's will versus having fun? Seriously, that's the battle. If you say something on the job or to your family or your neighbors, or you say something and you're talking, well, what are you going to do this weekend? You going to have some fun? I'm looking to see what God's will is. They look at you like you're just being funny. What's God's will for me this weekend? To get out of debt? What's God's will? To get healthy? What's God's will? To get everything caught up, get everything in order at the crib. What's God's will? To get the crib, get the house in order. What's God's will? To give out John 3:16 somewhere, somehow, some way. But most people say, well, what's God's will for you? And they say, I'm going to have fun this weekend. I'm going to the game. We're going to have some fun. See, there's a verse in the Bible that says, if one comes and preaches the truth in rough clothes, they look down on him. But then one comes and preaches the truth in comfortable clothes, they look down on him. So no matter what you're doing about speaking the truth, they're going to avoid it any way possible. John the Baptist came in rough clothes and they ignored him. Jesus came in soft raiment and they ignored him. If one's screaming out in the wilderness, get saved, and if one's playing a flute, a song, get saved, they don't want the truth. No matter which way you come at them, they don't want to hear it. If you go nice, they don't want to hear it. If you go, if you say you're running on a program, they don't want to hear it. They think it's foolishness either way, because the truth is not what they want. They want to have fun. It's all about fun.
Let's have some fun. I've heard them say it in the churches. I've heard them say it on the jobs. You need to cut loose this weekend. You need to just cut loose, have a 4 or 5 beers, a couple beers. Have some fun. Have 4 or 5 beers and cut loose this weekend. Seriously. That's the way they live. When they feel like they're under stress or pressure, instead of going to sleep and reading their Bible, they say, I got to go get a beer. I'm stressed. I need a beer. Instead of working, you understand? We're in an age of fun. Fun, 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 fun. And if you look the word fun up in etymology, it's amusement. It's a distraction. So there's a lot of people burning in hell that just focused on fun. They're burning forever in hell because all about fun. And they're over there dying in a hotel room by themselves because all it was about fun. And they thought that life wasn't going to catch up to them. And it did. And the only reason they got that good man after running the streets all them years is because they had to lie to him, so it's eating them up inside, because they're not what they had to lie to this guy to catch this guy.
In 2 miles, use the right 3 lanes to take exit 131 for I-40 West toward I-785 North, Greensboro.
They had to lie, and so deep down they're living a lie. And that's why they have to drink and do drugs, because deep down they're lying. Not only are they lying to everybody else, they're lying to themselves. They know it. I saw a witch last year, a real witch. A real witch. Told one of her friends, I'm looking for love. So she's running to this guy, to this one, all over the country, because she's looking for love. And she's trying to fix this dude, this one dude. She's trying to fix him. I'm not judging her, because we've all tried to fix people, but we can't fix them. Is that you're trying to be Jesus, you know? But she's going to end up realizing that the real love that she's looking for is in Jesus. But she's trying to find it in a human. And she's wasting her life. And one day...
In half a mile, use the right 3 lanes to take exit 131 for I-40 West toward I-785 North, Greensboro.
She and others are going to realize they wasted their life looking for love in all the wrong places, you know. Is sad.
Use the right 3 lanes to take exit 131, then keep left at the fork.
So if you get your worldview from TikTok, if you get your worldview from the TV, if you get your worldview from YouTube, if you get your worldview from anything besides the Bible, then you don't even know why
you were
created.
Keep left at the fork.
You don't even know why you were created, and you don't even know who you are and your identity, and you're just running on a program, and you're not even real. That's sad.
Continue.